We begin the current daf. Maseches Tain the daf Tezayin. Begin the manal. Begin the tezimaz. Begin with the Gemara. The makom tefillin in the place of the tefillin pirush. Also sa'ifer b'makom ha'pe'er to put the ashes in the place of where the beautiful item is, which is referring to the place of the tefillin, because the ilu ha'tefillin they prepare. K'daf se'lo we find in the pasuk in Yecheskel that it says losam la'veli tzion to place for the mourners of tzion losam pe'er b'gemar that they're going to put the pe'er in place of the ashes, which at the time of the Gula, they put the tefillin where they put the ashes in Galus, and therefore that's the place of the tefillin because that's the place of Pe'er. Next test masa to begin with the Gemara Ikben Adim and between them is the Golem Bei Knishla Bei Knishla, where they're being exiled from one shul to another shul. So Pirish, what do you see? Lamanda Mishum Galus, according to the one that says the idea is about going to exile. So if you have that, because they have to leave one place and they're going to another place. But Amanda Mishim Pehesh, according to the one that says that it has to be public, so like you wouldn't have that going to another shul, though, because you're going to another shul, which is like in a discreet place, that wouldn't qualify. Next test, Ma'asa, the beginning of the Gemara, Efer Mikla, the burnt ashes. So the Gemara was saying that the difference, if the point of the ashes is to say that we're like dust, or it's that we should recall the Akedah of Yitzchak, is if you need Efer Mikla. Pirish, what does that mean to say? I say Efer, that ashes, have a midava hanisuf me'atzmas of them, they're from something which is burnt from human bones. That would be if you had to recall the binding of Yitzchak. But if it's like the other man, the whole point is just to say, like, we're like ashes, so then it would be sufficient, just like with just dust. With earth, and that's what we're saying, the difference between them is also with just earth, and doesn't say the ashes of wood, because he holds that the ashes of wood is the same thing like even just offer. Next says Master, begin with the more Yitzchak basic kfaris. They go out to the cemetery. So says Mekan Noigin, B'chamokim, Leilich, L'basic kfaris, B'tes B'av. This is where the custom comes from. Every place they go to the cemeteries on Tisha B'av. Should I test of have a time to as a public fast? Can I show you some negashom like they would do, like we said, because of the fast? They would go to basic kavaras, have the same thing on Tisha B'Av, which is also time to see. The next test master, that being with the Gemara, Harish Har, Shayotzim in the Hiroli, so talking about the mountain, that from it comes out the directives to the Jewish people. Which Yesh Mefarshim, the Yerushalayim, some explain that refers to Yerushalayim, which Shenikra Shem Avraham, which was called because of Avraham, this Har Maria. Shekaru, because Avram Avinu, that's where he went to do the Akedah, and he called it Har Hashem Yirah, the mountain of Hashem, which he's seen. The Yirah, Yinikur Kfar Shalom, now the mountain was called before Avram Avinu, Shalom, because like it says in the Pasuk of Malkit Tzedek Melech Shalom, that Shem Ben Noach, Malkit Tzedek, was the king of Shalom. So, Benikur Yerushalayim, so that's where we got his name Yerushalayim, Hashem Yirah, Hashem Shalom. You have Yirah and Shalom makes Yerushalayim. That's why we don't put it, although we read it Yerushalayim, we don't put a yud between the lamed and the mem, Hashem Shalom, because we want it to be the word Shalom, because that's what it was, is Yira and Shalom. Now, Vahar Nikra Maria, so if it's Yerushalayim, so where do you get its name Maria from? Hashem Tara, because it's the same root as the word Tara, like Kaira. So, like, it's the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Kimitzin, Tetzisayra, from Tzin, which is this mountain comes out Tyra. Except like I said, it's the Basin the Bram Lamad Gimel Yirmish Bedechel Yaakov. They rule your judgments for the Jewish people, which that's referring to the Khan Bolishka Sagaz, is at the Chamber of Yun Stone, which is on Har Maria. Now, according to the one that says that Har Maria is not Lashon Ha'ira, like our different masks, but rather the word of Maira, it creates fear for the idol worshippers. So Har Maria is a Sinai. According to them, the Maria is like referring to Har Sinai. But Nikum Maria, why is it called Maria? Hashem, because Shememen Yotzim Moidel of Yikachov Matan Torah. It instilled fear in the idol worshippers when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai. Like that's a little bit like says the Pasuk Tehillim. And it's Yad Veshakta that when the Torah was given, the earth was fearful and was silent. You see, it caused Maira. Rinami. Actually, you could Ratzayim Malema. What it actually means is that actually Har Maria is no, it's actually Yerushalayim Nikum Maria, not Har Sinai. So where's Meir over there? Hashem Shesh Meir Lev Nikachavim, because there is fear for the idol worshippers, Al Gudulasa, because of the greatness of Yerushalayim. Mespachtim, and they're fearful, and therefore it could even be referring to Yerushalayim. Can you next to Masa, the beginning words of the Gemara, Adam Shesh Le Tura. A man who has a figure. Pirush, what does that mean to say? Balkaima, a tall person. And the reason for that is Kadesh Shishma Devarim, so they should listen to his words, be Kabul Menna, and they'll receive from him Laham Lechaleib to soften their heart. Well, Pirkei No, and it says that his period, his chapter was beautiful, Pirish, means Kesha Amal al Pirkei, when he became of age, even when he was a young man, even then he didn't have a bad name, even though sometimes teenagers could do stuff like that. That's the type of person that should be giving these words of rebuke and inspiration.